Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Crank it, DJ. Let's blow out a few tubes here. Just crank it all the way. Turn it up to 11. Oh, you got the bat?
Careful.
Finally, some good news. It's going to be in the 50s next week, and there will be a season this year. Mike Max is here with the very latest. Maxie, thanks for joining us early today. What do we know?
Well, basically, it's over. They haven't officially announced it yet, but they've come to an agreement in principle. They tabled. I don't even think people care about this stuff in terms of the issues that were in the way. But they tabled the international draft, which was a real sticking point yesterday, and said we'll revisit that by July 25th. And basically, that cleared the way for them, because they knew they were close on the other issues, to fill it in so that they could get back to work. So I don't think most of these things, you know, are out of the grasp of most of the fans, and you got to really study it or want to know economics to know about it. The bottom line is they're going to be playing baseball again with a tentative target date of April 7th as the first game, and I assume then they're going to try to get in all 162 games or close to. And I don't know if they'll just resume the schedule wherever it is right now, or, you know, because that could be the Twins' home opener. All those things yet to be worked out and figured out, but it really doesn't matter right now, because they're going to be playing baseball sooner than later.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to get reaction from Twins fans. Call us, text us right now, 651-461-9226. What do you think? You excited, thrilled, ambivalent? I'm very happy. I mean, it doesn't seem like spring without the Twins, so I'm excited. It still needs to be ratified, though, right, Maxie?
Yeah, but they wouldn't be this far along if they didn't know they were going to ratify it. I mean, they wouldn't get to this point and then have, because the leadership tells the players what to do, like a lot of unions, right? That's why you have these guys elected. If they say this is a good deal, and if they got past the international draft, which obviously a lot of the union members had a problem with, so if they could take that out of the equation, which they did, there's no reason this isn't a clear path to ratification.
Maxie, I'm some of the details here. 9-inning doubleheaders, no man on second in extra innings.
Yep.
Free agency begins tonight. And again, what I'm seeing, 162 game season, a full season. And you are correct, tentatively opening day on April 7th, which is what? A week later than average, or
yeah,
is that
so yeah,
2 weeks?
March 31st would have been the opener, not necessarily for the Twins, but for Major League Baseball. So
right.
Basically, they lose a week. They get the week of spring training. They got to figure out how to make those games up, doubleheaders, etc., during the year or dates that could be fairly complex. But at this point, it doesn't matter that much. The fact that they're going two, I thought that with the more games, they might stick with 2 7-inning games. But obviously for the doubleheader, but obviously they've settled on 2 9-inning games, and the taking the player off of second base for extra innings. That was another thing that was meant to save pitching. Same with the doubleheaders that were, you know, you didn't want these games to go too long. And you wanted an ending sooner than later. So I'm a little surprised they went with that, because you don't want to tax the arms. But maybe, you know, players say, hey, more pitchers getting more big league service time is what it's about.
It has nothing to do with our short attention spans.
Well, I always thought that was it, you know. I mean, really, I thought that was a great experiment to see, because – you know, a lot of people go to a game, and after 3 hours, they've checked out, you know, unless that game is really tight. And
right.
You know, it's like, hey, it's 10 o'clock. I got to go to work tomorrow. You know, been there, done that. Let's go. So I thought that was kind of a neat way to address that.
Yeah. Hey, so, Maxie, when people come up, tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, assuming there is a season, what's the prognosis for the Twins? Are you excited? What are some of the challenges? Where are they strong? Where are the weaknesses? What's your evaluation of where the Twins sit today in terms of having a good season?
It's funny you say that, because, it's, you know, nobody's asked about, you know, who they're going to sign and whatnot, because all the focus has been on, are they going to play? Now, once they say they're going to play, boom, you immediately go to who they're going to sign. And and it's going to be a frenzy. They need, with Jose Barrios and Kenta Maeda lost after last year, traded an injury, they got to go right in and dip their toe in the starting pitching waters. Now, problematic to that is that get in line, right? Every major league team is looking for starting pitching. So they're going to have to find, I would guess, what they're going to be looking for is some of those mid-level B-minus, B-type pitchers in terms of a grade that can give you some innings. I would think that would be priority number one for them. Mm-hmm. As you look at their roster and you assume Byron Buxton's healthy and going to give you X amount of games this year, I think you have to make that assumption going in. You know, they've got a lot of those position players spoken for and under contract right now. So you need to get right to the core of it and say, how do we fortify pitching right out of the gate? And they may have to, and they won't be the only team to do this, they may have to overpay here pretty quick to get some of that pitching, because everybody's going to be in the marketplace tonight.
It only took 99 days, but it's done. New collective bargaining agreement. Man, I hope it's real. I guess they wouldn't. Yeah, they wouldn't have announced this, right?
No,
I mean,
no.
If it's not going to get done.
Yeah, and when they put the international draft off until July, that told you that they must have thought that was the real only big issue that was between them and an agreement. And so when they did that, that kind of told you that they must be pretty close, because to remove that must have been, you know, if that's the only issue you got and you can fill in the blanks on the rest, they did minimum salaries and some of that stuff, it must have been fairly easy to get the rest of it done at this point.
Maxie, will you come back, join us with maybe a few quick updates if there's anything new at 4:45, your normal slot?
You got it.
Awesome. Thanks, Maxie. Appreciate
the
update.
Paul. You bet.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.